preaching in Proverbs this week. Amen. And now's no use stop good thing. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 16. Amen. And get some more good stuff. Hallelujah. The wisest men that ever lived wrote the book of Proverbs. Man blessed to God. Hallelujah. And what he had to say was worth listening to. 16:1, the preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Amen. I like things with some depth to it. Don't you? Amen. Yeah, glory to God. You're preaching over people's heads. Yeah, you don't want a preacher that, amen, feeds you pablum all the time, do you? Amen. Huh? I'd hate to have to live on baby food. Lord help. Amen. Said when John D. Rockefeller was 54 years old, he was the richest man in the world, owner of the world's latest, largest corporation, Standard Oil. Amen. And his diet consisted of milk and crackers. Amen. That's all he could eat. I'd rather not be so rich and have a blessing of God, wouldn't you? Amen. Yeah, he'd walked on so many people's heads to get where he was. Amen. You know, it's terrible to have a guilty conscience. It gets to eating on your stomach after a while. Amen. Get to where you can't enjoy nothing to eat. Amen. Oh, yes. All the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but. Anytime you see that but in the Bible, you know it changes things a little bit. Amen. Hallelujah. But the Lord weigheth the spirits. He knows whether it's worth anything or not. Amen. Yes. All the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Woo, glory to God. How much does a spirit weigh? Amen. Your old mountain preacher in Virginia, you know, talking about the white of an egg, says, what's the white of an egg taste like? How much does a spirit weigh? God knows how much a spirit weighs. He weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works to the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Amen. Commit thy works to the Lord. You do your best. You do what you could. Do the best you knew how. Hey, leave it with God. Leave it up to the Lord. Praise God. And thy thoughts shall be established. Praise God. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. I'd hate to be cannon fodder, wouldn't you? Amen. I'd hate to be. God's going to use everybody in some way. Huh? Everybody's going to fit into the plan of God somewhere. I like to be a vessel to honor, wouldn't you? How do you be a vessel to honor? Purge yourself from all these youthful lusts, he said, and thou shalt be a vessel to honor, meet for the master's use. That's New Testament, in case you're wondering. Amen. Paul preaching, glory to God. Amen. The Lord hath made all things for himself, even the wicked, for the day of evil. Yeah. He saved old Pharaoh after he'd done so much meanness he never could get right. His heart was so hard and he was so rotten and so low down. He just saved him for an hour of glory for God's victory. Drowned him in the Red Sea. Drowned his whole army in the Red Sea. For this purpose, he said, I've raised thee up that I might show my glory and my power. Praise God. Amen. Yeah, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination. Anytime you see that word abomination, God don't like things that's abominable. Amen. Sister told Brother William Hill, he visited her in the hospital. She was a new convert. She said, "Where at in the Bible does it say that women can't wear men's clothing?" And vice versa. And Brother Hill said, "Well, have you got a Bible?" And she handed him a Bible, and he looked down and noticed it was an NIV. And he turned over to Deuteronomy 22 and 5, and he said, "Well, here it goes. I don't know what I'm going to get. They may explain it all away." Amen. And so he read in the NIV, he said, the men ought not to wear women's clothing, and women ought not to wear men's clothing, and them that do, God hates them both. He thought, well, that's even rougher than the King James. Amen. Them that do, God hates them both. I appreciate that wholeness teaching tonight. These boys, praise God, getting a little on wholeness lines, praise God, and said, man, God led him into it. Randy Jones said after he left the Baptist church, or after he got saved and raised up in the Baptist church, God led him into holiness. Praise God. I like what Jimmy Collins said about most women today. You know, they wear their hair, you know, about like his. Did you notice that most older women don't feel like they're in style unless they got it all chopped off? I mean, Homer Gross could do a toll house business with a lot of the women. Amen. Amen. I tell you, you look around and you see a lot of men that's got a lot more hair than most women on the street today. I mean, they've got it so mixed up and all balled up, and the women have cut all theirs off. That men, in order to show his difference, amen, they go around with a ponytail. Huh? Amen. I was walking behind three of these old gals. And my daughter and I was over here in Fort Hammond Hospital. I don't remember whether it was when my wife's in the hospital or not. She wasn't there very long. Incidentally, amen, she didn't miss but one Wednesday night service all through her ordeal. Amen. I mean, if she'd been, most folks had been looking for an excuse, you know, to stay home. She was looking for an opening to come to church. Praise God. And my daughter with her long red hair walked on the front of me. She walks faster. Everybody walks faster than I do. Amen. And I don't know why it is, but they just outrun me. They outwalked me. And so she walked on ahead of me, you know, and these three old gals got between me and her, and I heard them talking about her long hair. And they said, "That's pretty, but she better get that taken care of, or she'll have headaches." Biggest bunch of baloney you ever saw. Amen. I even heard so-called Pentecostal women say, "They don't cut that hair off, they'll have them headaches." Baloney. Amen. Balderdash. Nonsense. Tommy rot. And all that sort of stuff. Amen. Praise God. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Why do they do what they do, even though they know it's contrary to God? You say, well, how long is long and how short is short? Well, it's very plain to see the men don't know today and the women don't know. Amen. The women look like a Samson generation. Amen. And I mean, the men look like a Samson generation, and the women look like a mixture between Elvis and I don't know who all. Amen. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join hand, he shall not be unpunished. You can't get enough help to keep from getting a whipping from God even though you get all the comfort and all the encouragement from all your cronies. Amen. Ain't going to help you a bit. If you mess with God, he'll whip all of you at the same time. Amen. Right. There's some place I don't want to go. Lightning's liable to strike them, catch me. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Amen. Oh, you're just trying to scare men into heaven. I wish I could. You're trying to scare men into going to church. I wish I could. You're trying to scare people into doing right. I'll do the best I can. Any time I can to put the fear of God in the people. Amen. Because the fear of the Lord, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Amen. Here's one of my favorite scriptures tonight. This is where I'll do my preaching for the most part. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Amen. Peace. Pleasing God. Amen. The blessing. The bonus of pleasing God. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing tonight to please God. There's no greater faith than to believe what God said and act accordingly. There's no greater profession and testimony than to believe all the Bible and act accordingly. Pleasing God. Praise God. Jesus said, I do always those things which please him. When Jesus was baptized, amen, the Holy Ghost fell on him like a dove. Hallelujah. And the voice of God spoke from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Hallelujah. I want you to know tonight, if you follow Jesus like God wants you to, he'll say the same about you. This is my beloved son or daughter. Many times God speaks of in the neuter gender, he speaks of men. He talks about women also. He means women too. Amen. And when a man's ways please the Lord, it's a bonus, praise God, just to please God and have God's favor on your life. And feel God's favor in your heart. And feel God's favor on your brow. And run with the kind of people that please God. Amen. Don't run with nobody else. It's all right to go and witness to them. But don't run around too much with them. Amen. I knew a preacher once got to run around with sinner boys. He's going down to Bob Jones University and got with a prayer group down there and supposed to got the baptism of the Holy Ghost down there at Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. Amen. And got him a little bottle of oil and went to Jack Coe's meeting and some of the deliverance meeting and came back, got him a little bottle of oil. He was anointing people and praying for them, but he got to running around with sinners. He got to buddying with sinners. It wasn't long until he was back down at the theater again that his family owned, selling popcorn again down at the theater. And somebody asked me, said, where's your old buddy? Amen, Jimmy. And I hesitate to tell his name. But I don't know where he's at, what happened to him, whatever went with him. But I said, I don't know. I haven't seen him in a while. He said, I saw him down to reunion. That's the biggest carnival that ever come to Fulton County every year. About this time, it comes to Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. And right over there on the banks of big old Mammoth Spring, Arkansas, flowing 6 million gallons. some 36 million gallons an hour, and right out of the ground, underground river, belching up right there. And they have the soldiers and sailors annual reunion. Get the biggest carnival in the country to bring in there. Amen. I used to go when I wasn't saved. Amen. I told you about working for those thrashers the other night and in the thrashing season. And when the thrashing season was over, amen, Floyd Cathy put up the thrashing machine. Amen. Ray Cathy, his brother, owned a big farm over there right close to the Missouri line. He took me home with him. And I worked for him there on the farm all summer. I got to drive his new Ford truck some. And, amen. And worked for him and helped him feed those hogs and those cattle and helped him in that farming operation. And so he thought he was doing me a favor, and he pulled up to the big annual Mammoth Spring Soldiers and Sailors Reunion, that big old carnival with the music a-going, the Ferris wheel a-going, and the country music stand a-going, all those things I used to go to till I sold out to God. Amen. And Ray Cathy and his family, they went on to the carnival, and I stayed in the truck and sat in the truck. Amen. What'd you do that for? I was 16 years old and wanting a closer walk with God. Amen. 15, 16 years old. Glory to God. Why did you sit in the truck and not go? Just a boy, just a kid. Amen. Because I wanted to please God. And I felt such a dark feeling as a young Christian when I walked on that ground, that carnival, that reunion ground, the last time that I said to God, who was tugging at my soul, God, if that's the way you feel about this, I'll never go back. And so I sat in the truck that night. Amen. They didn't understand, but I wanted to please God. I'd found God, and I never wanted to lose Him. If you find God and you want to keep Him, you need to do things that's pleasing in His sight. Ladies, you need to, amen, throw away all the immodest apparel in your house, all the pants, all the shorts, all the sleeveless stuff. Amen. Throw it all away. Burn it. Get rid of it. And put on modest apparel. Men, you need to get a haircut, a man-sized haircut. Amen. Get rid of your ear bobs. Amen. And the chains around your neck. I don't even believe in women wearing chains, much less men. But I see men all the time. Amen. Raised right up in Pentecost. Came right out of this church. I see men all the time. 4 or 5 chains around their neck. Amen. They call that women's regalia. Amen. Where I came from. Praise God. It don't please the Lord for men to wear women's attire. It look like women. It don't please the Lord for women to wear men's attire. And it don't please the Lord for women to wear immodest attire. It don't even please the Lord for men to wear immodest attire. I wish folks, when you have weddings here in the church and use the church, you'd tell your unsaved children and what have you, when they bring their friends in to participate in the wedding, tell them respect the house of God. And tell the men to wear trousers. And tell the women to wear dresses. Amen. I mean, folks will probably get the wrong idea about the Highway of Holiness Church passing by. Amen. I mean, now we're not so hard-nosed that folks can't come to church if they don't know any better. Come to the altar and get saved if they don't know any better. That's what we want. Amen. But praise God. We need to learn. We need to teach people that we're different. We want to please God. Hallelujah. I said the other night, God wears clothes. His robe was so long that Isaiah said, Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah saw the Lord and his throne was high and lifted up, and his train, that's the skirt of his garment, his kingly robe filled the temple. It was so long. God even wears clothes. Amen. Folks can't hardly wait. I mean, they'll rush the season. I mean, they'll go just as naked as is legal. And can't hardly wait to do it. Amen. Some of them raised up right here in church. You wouldn't think they had a bit of sense, whatever. See them on the street. Amen. I mean, you wouldn't think they had a brain one. You think they don't know what they're doing when they dress the way they... Sure they know what to do. That's why they're doing it. The devil's got a hold of them. Amen. The devil don't want you to please God. But if you want to please God, you can't please the devil and please God at the same time. Amen. Glory to God. When a man's ways please the Lord, here's one of the bonuses. He maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Praise God. It'll work for a man. If a man will live in the will of God, his ways please the Lord. Didn't say he wouldn't have any enemies. As a matter of fact, the fact that mentions enemies is guaranteed that he probably will have some. But he'll pull their teeth, Jim Lawson, till all they can do is bark and make a lot of racket, but they can't bite you and they can't hurt you. Praise God. Hallelujah. The man's ways please the Lord. He maketh even his enemy to be at peace with him. Hallelujah. You won't have any run-ins once in a while. God will take care of it, though. Amen. I said God will take care of it, though. Amen. That drunk that came to Brother Ferguson's tent meeting down there in northeast Kentucky. Amen. Disturbed the service one night. Amen. So Brother Ferguson went back to him and had that brown paper bag with that bottle in it, was taking a drink out of it, right in the tent me every once in a while. Amen. And he told him he was welcome to come, but he couldn't have that bottle. He was going to have to do something with that bottle. And he reared back and said, I'll tell you what I'll do with it. And he hit Brother Ferguson right between the eyes with it, busted on his head. Amen. Brother Ferguson went down prophesying, thou shalt not touch the Lord's anointed, and thou shalt do his prophets no harm. I will not hold him guiltless that touched the Lord's anointed. That man went out of there in just the same week, if I'm not mistaken, just a few days. Amen. Was snatched out into eternity in a terrible accident. Amen. What happened? He touched God's anointed. I will not hold him guiltless. Amen. Oh, you may have some enemies momentarily, but God will take care of them. You may have some things happen once in a while, but God will take care of it. Amen. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. Those boys that waylaid Brother Sheffy because he called their name out loud in church and prayed against their stills. And they waylaid him and beat him up, bruised him up. Amen. And he threatened his friend if he interfered that he was staying with. Amen. And went on. But every one of them met with some violent form of judgment because of what they did to that man of God that had never done anybody nothing but good. Amen. God pleaded his cause. Hallelujah. I got the book, reread it. I believe every young preacher ought to read it. Every man of God that, amen, tends to live by faith. I'll loan it to you one at a time. Amen. I think Mike's got Deb's on it for the time being, Mike Barker. Amen. But if he don't get with it, why, we'll loan it to another one of you. Titled The Saint of the Wilderness. That old preacher that lived by faith. Praise God. It wore out about three sheepskins for prayer rugs, carried them right along with him on the horse with a saddle, amen, and prayed things to pass. Glory to God. On that sheepskin. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. He made some enemies. Oh, yeah. Amen. When he prayed against that still and prayed that God would cause a tree to fall on it, amen, that big old red-faced sinner laughed him to scorn and said, "There ain't a tree in 100 yards of here." Amen. But came a windstorm and a thunderstorm, praise God, and lightning struck the tree, and the wind picked it up after the lightning cut it off and threw it right on top of that big old red-faced rebel sinner still. Made a believer out of him. Made a believer out of his family too. Amen. Glory to God. Maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Praise God. He was a merciful man. God is too. Amen. When he called him into this house, this girl, not married, was having a baby, he finally found out after some probing. Amen. Finally, the woman that rode all over the country, amen, to take care, midwife, they call her. Amen. I forget her name. Amen. But aunt somebody, and she rode all over the country, and finally at last, amen, when the baby was born, and they called the girl on Brother Sheffy to come in. And she said, "Would you pray for my baby that God won't curse him because of my sins?" And Brother Sheffy felt anointed of God to pray for that little baby boy that had been born that day. Amen. He prayed, "Oh God, let him win 1,000 souls to God." In his old age, Brother Sheffy got a letter from a Methodist preacher. And he said, "You may not remember me, but," he said, "today I just baptized my 1,000th soul." Amen. "I'm that baby that you prayed for that day." Amen. "And God has called me to preach the gospel." Glory to God. "And God has allowed me to win 1,000 souls for Jesus." When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't it wonderful to live to be a blessing? Isn't it wonderful to live to be a blessing? Amen. This will work for an individual. It'll work for a family. When a family pleases the Lord, he'll make even their enemies to be at peace with them. Hallelujah. Amen. It'll work for a church. If a church's ways please the Lord, he'll make even their enemies to be at peace with them. Praise God. Oh, they had persecution. Acts of the Apostles, they had persecution. Amen. But God wrought such great and wonderful deliverances and delivered so many times and sent the power of God and angels of God to the rescue so many times that the Bible said, "Then had the churches rest." Amen. That's God making even your enemies to be at peace with you. Praise God. They hounded Paul almost everywhere he went. They had blood in their eye for Paul. One time 40 men decided they'd fast 40 days until they had killed Paul. Amen. And I mean, that's a hungry bunch, because they're still fasting. They never did get to kill him. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, God saw to that. Hallelujah. The chapter closes on Paul. He dwelt 2 full years in his own hard house. Think of it. Paid the rent. Him a prisoner. Amen. Under house arrest in Rome. Dwelt 2 full years in his own heart. You talk about living by faith. Hallelujah. He paid the rent. But sometimes we got both hands loose and both feet loose. Hallelujah. Can go to church every time the door's open, and a Bible in every room, and a Bible in every place in the house. Amen. And we still can't get enough faith to believe God will take care of us. Amen. But he said he dwelt 2 full years in his own hard house. When a man's ways please the Lord, even his enemies, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. You know what's the trouble with America in its foreign policy today? You know why it's in trouble with a lot of places today and in disrespect in a lot of places today? And a lot of places today, America can't hardly do anything right. And is the hated nation in many parts of the world. Amen. Well, one thing is, they're jealous of God's blessing on America. But there's another very important thing, and that is, in many areas, America's not pleasing the Lord. Tonight, if America would please the Lord, he would make things work out in its foreign policy. Amen. I mean, America has met with failure on many things it tried to do. It seems like Israel can't fail. They can fly an airplane load of commandos clear into the center of Africa, praise God, and take over a whole airport and loose a whole bunch of hostages. Amen. And fly out with hardly a casualty. Amen. But America, when they try to go into Iran to release their hostages, their helicopters crash against each other in the desert and fall in the desert before they can even get there. Amen. The debacle in the desert. Amen. America's suffering its foreign policy because America has sinned. America has gone against God. Amen. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. I read that to you this morning, didn't I? Amen. When I preached to you this morning. Amen. Well, I'm not too far from it tonight. It's just a page or two back. Amen. Hallelujah. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Amen. Our foreign policy is lagging today. Amen. And the dollar is sagging today because America needs revival and America needs to get right with God. Amen. And I'll close with this. In many areas the church is lagging, and in many areas the church is sagging. And the name of the church has been much beset by the Jim Bakers and the Jimmy Swaggerts. Amen. And all the scandals across the board that have got so close to home and holiness ranks. Amen. It shakes you right down to your toenails. What's wrong? We need to get back to pleasing God. Our minds, our lives, our spirits, our souls, our whole outlook, our faithfulness, amen. Everything we do, the way we think, our private life, what we read, what we allow in the way of entertainment, praise God. We need to scrap a whole bunch of stuff and get back to pleasing God. There's no law against holiness. There's no law against righteousness. There's no law against love. There's no law against humility. God's against a proud look. It's an abomination to him. Amen. He hates a proud look. Oh, glory to God. But if we'll seek God and live in the lens of his Bible, he'll give us wisdom. That he said is better to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver. That's verse 16 of the same chapter. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Amen. Stay on the highway of holiness. Child, stay on the highway of holiness. Saints, stay on the highway of holiness. Don't go into that wilderness. You may never emerge. You may never get out. Not very many come back.
Well, say, leave.
Amen. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. Hey, folks, of the highway, let's live up to our name. Let's live up to our calling. Amen. Let's live up to that name we got out on the front of the, on the side. High Pentecostal, highway of holiness. Let's be Pentecostal. Amen. Let's be highway of holiness. Let's keep the highway, praise God. I'd rather keep the highway of holiness than to go into the wilderness, wouldn't you? Be condemned to die in a wilderness of my own making. Amen. Closing tonight, pride goeth before destruction. And a haughty spirit before a fall. Amen. Self-exaltation. Braggadocious. Bible said in the last days there'd be boasters. Amen. Fellow stood up in church and said, I have all nine gifts of the Spirit. Another brother stood up and said, you were modest, brother. You have 10 gifts and one of them's boasting. Amen. Oh, God. Praise God. We need to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God and let Him lift us up. Better is it to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Amen. Glory to God. Father, help us to please the Lord as a nation. Father, help us to please the Lord as a state. Father, help us to please the Lord as a city. Father, help us to please the Lord as a church. Father, help us to be more interested in pleasing God as a family than keeping up with the Joneses or our neighbors. Father, help us to be more interested in pleasing the Lord as an individual than going along with the crowd. That we might be blessed of God. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Stand with me. The altar's open. Amen. Would you like the bonus? Blessing of God, of pleasing God. Peace with your neighbors. Peace even with your enemies. Hallelujah. Peace and joy. To enjoy all good things abundantly. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. How much will God have to send along to humble us? How much will God have to do to cause us to bow before His feet and seek His face? What's God going to have to do to America to get her to get right with God? Amen. Oh, yes. Job in his trouble humbled himself. Hallelujah. Put on sackcloth. How about it? How much is it going to take to get us to humble ourselves and seek His face? Draw nigh to God tonight. He'll draw nigh to you. Come. Amen. Many are already at the altar. Bless our young people, hungry and thirsty after righteousness. Come and draw near to Him tonight.